Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale history, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today we get to visit with Virginia Jones. Raised here in Longview and living most of her life in the area, she would love to tell stories from her days in the Danville area and around P-Town. Today we'll hear from her experiences related to when her husband was working for Eastman Chemical and the muscadines that they raised on their property that drew people from all over the area to come see their produce.
Okay, I was born and raised in Longview. In 1926, it's the year I was born. And I've lived here nearly all my life, except sections. A few years I lived in South Texas after I married. And I lived in New Mexico for a short time when my oldest son, Joe, was a baby. Then we returned here to Longview, and my husband went to work for Texas Eastman Company until he retired. And we lived out on a farm, and he enjoyed retirement because he was definitely an outside person. Had 18 acres, a little more than 18 acres, and we had a garden, had a muscadine vineyard. We raised hybrid muscadines that we ordered from the state of Georgia. My husband had seen the muscadines on a trip when he was young in Georgia and visiting relatives, and he ate some and said, "Someday I want to raise them." So he had the opportunity to raise them where we live now. And we had success with them and enjoyed them. We had 8 varieties and a lot of customers that would come and buy them. Had customers that came from out of town, from Dallas. Maybe they would be visiting down here, would hear about our muscadine. But he didn't believe in advertising in the paper. He just let them hear about it verbally through somebody else. Then after he passed away, we disbanded the muscadines, and I have remained in the same home ever since. And the community called P-Town, and I know you've heard of P-Town, or have you? Probably haven't, unless you're familiar with the surrounding communities around here. You've heard of Danville community? Right outside of Kilgore? Well, we're joining Danville community in P-Town. P-Town goes down toward Lakeport. We're kind of in between community, old community in between. Danville community, which joins Kilgore and Lakeport and Elderville and the airport. We're about 3 miles from the airport. Of course, at that time when I was growing up, it was nothing but open land. It wasn't an airport. It was owned by a big landowner. And he and his family sold it, and they had room for the airport. And Mr. Carl Estes was this industrious, brought the airport down here to locate, like he did Letourneau, and help Eastman. He was a big industrious. And he knew how to do it, and he was successful with it, Mr. Estes was. And he was editor of the Longview News and Journal for a long time. So, and I remained out in the same community ever since my husband died. He died about 6, 7 years ago. And I remained there in the same house. And Joe lives with me. He's a journalist. And he gave up that to live with me. And I have family around me. I'm very lucky. I have a daughter that lives nearby. She teaches at Sabine Schools. Maybe you've heard of Sabine. And son-in-law taught at Gladewater. And he's into real estate now. And then I have another son that works out at the arcade in the mall. So I'm real lucky to have family around me. And all I do is stay at home. I can't walk or go anywhere. I just stay at home and enjoy being at home and people coming in and seeing people. And of course, hearing the news about Longview, because it's still my hometown.